Go to mikeshealthychoices.com and look for organic vitamins.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look at this headline on Infowars.com. It's emblematic of everything we're facing. Imprisoned journalist Merritt Brown loses email privileges for talking to Infowars.com. He's in prison for reporting on WikiLeaks information. And now he talks to Infowars.com, and so they tell him, you're banned now from talking to anybody. Just disappearing into the electronic gulag. Then I have this headline. Coach posts an article and some comments that weren't even threatening to his lordship, Barack Hussein Obama, on Facebook and loses his job. Talk about totalitarianism. It's only intensifying day by day. Now, that said, I'm going to do my best to calmly go over all this today. It's absolutely must be covered. We have Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us for 30 minutes in the second hour to break down his expert take on the Iran situation and what he thinks Israel is going to do. He has a lot of high-level contacts in Israel, to say the least. Meanwhile, Israeli official military action against Iran still possible. That's Associated Press. There's a big push in the New York Times. We told you this was coming after the suicide kamikaze pilot over in Europe last week. The German air pilot. Now there's a push for planes without pilots and, of course, cars without drivers. That's in the stack here. More lies from Brian Williams. We have video. UN climate change official says we should make every effort to depopulate the planet. The story's on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com right now. Colorado Diverse Discrimination says yes to gay marriage, no to Bible verses. You cannot make that up. They're saying that they'll sue you. The state will come after you if you don't make a gay events cakes. But if you want to refuse doing Bible verses, that's A-OK. See, it's all selective, ladies and gentlemen. Just like the IRS persecuting the Tea Party and veterans groups and Christian groups. It's in the news today. I have it in the stack. Norquist book, IRS Assault on Tea Party Saved Obama's Presidency. Shutting down political competition. Very creepy. Even if I wasn't a libertarian or / paleoconservative, I would be against the persecution of a political group by the state. I mean, that's the ultimate danger historically, and we're living through it yet again. That's just some of what's coming up. We'll look at cult moles revealing secret government plan to cut cell phone service and take over the internet. We told you about the Obama kill switch 6 years ago. It's now in Ars Technica today. Of course, Ron Paul did attend Rand Paul presidential campaign launch. He has launched his campaign. He didn't do it at Jerry Falwell's old college. He did it at a private party. That's certainly big news, and the attacks are coming in big time. They're attacking Rand Paul on Media Matters, MSNBC, CNN just this weekend. Without even paying attention, I've seen two clips online associating him with me and his father, as if that's something bad. Ron Paul brought Rand Paul to the dance, and I got him a bunch of punch and danced with him. So I don't even care if Senator Paul's people don't want him on the show. I haven't even really tried. He says he'll come on. What I don't like is the neocons trying to brainwash him into running away from his libertarian base that many polls show he's the only guy that could beat major Democratic candidates. There's a reason the system's attacking Rand Paul. They're scared of him because he's a really good guy.
you pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWars. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Cam, this is William Klein. He was wrecking an office.
I just wanted to meet them face to face. I wanted them to admit what they were doing.
Who is they? He was in the office of the Trilateral Commission.
The Trilateral Commission?
Yeah, the Trilateral Commission.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
The Trilateral Commission is a private organization founded by David Rockefeller in 1973.
But you see, what they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries, create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller pulling the shots.
Rockefeller, come back. We don't want your new world order, you know?
Rockefeller, we know.
We are not your slaves.
You started, helped start the Trilateral Commission, and you've been to the Bilderberg groups. There is such a thing as insidious influence.
I'm telling you, our whole way of life as we know it is in jeopardy.
I appreciate that.
I have the documented evidence. It's all in there. Show him.
Its most notable members include George Bush.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Are you happy for the millions of deaths you're part of? People know. People are waking up to the reality of this, Mr. Bush. You piece of
I think that what needed to be done was done. I think we were perfectly justified in doing it. And I'd do it again in a minute.
One of the things you've got to figure out.
Bill Clinton, Henry Kissinger, Madeleine Albright.
I think this is a very hard choice. We think the price is worth it.
Now, you remember at the convention, everybody thought it was going to be Ford for Veep. You know what happened? David Rockefeller just picked up a phone, put in a call. Hey, Ronnie, forget Jerry, it's George. Bye. No matter who won in November, they had their men in the White House.
David Rockefeller founded all the major UN groups. Their family gave the UN the land. I mean, this is the global empire. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promise of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we would have been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. But the work is now much more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, broadcasting worldwide. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
What would you call that little 2-minute, 50-second promo intro piece that Rob Dew, our news director, put together? Barney Miller destroys David Rockefeller? And that's a show from, is that the late 70s or like 1981? I guess it had to be like 1981, 82, because it was talking about the 1980 election. But, of course, that was the big debate back in 1980. I remember John Birchers coming over to the house and ranting around the dinner table with my parents about the exact things you just heard. Because it's true. And you notice 35 years later, 36 years later, the world government, the global corporations running things, freedom being destroyed, world government being set up, it's all naked now. But I love how we can take some predictive programming like Barney Miller. Do you think they were criticizing it or hiding it in plain view or discrediting it? Or maybe trying to get the word out? You'd have to watch the whole episode to decide that. But regardless, now we can show David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski and others on C-SPAN admitting the plan for planetary world government and insidious influence. And we can play CNBC clips. In fact, Dew, you did a great job on that video, but why don't you add the clip from CNBC where they go, aren't we all just slaves to international banks and to central banks? And then maybe show the Financial Times of London saying, and now for world government. And maybe a Time Magazine article, world government's the answer. Just for the weaker minds out there who will see that and say, oh, you kooks thought it was happening then and you think it's happening now. There's no world government. Obamacare cuts your prices. Obamacare, national deficit going up, lowers the debt. 2 + 2 = 100. We've got some other promo intros that are new coming up today as well. Dr. Jerome Corsi, a political scientist and economics professor, will be joining us in the third hour today to give us his detailed analysis on what's really happening with the Iran deal. So Dr. Corsi joining us today. Other than that, we'll have open phones. Let me just go over some of the headlines here and how they correspond. And this is not in the order of top story to the least important. There's just, my head is spinning looking at these stacks. And so I'm just going to begin in kind of the order as my eyes fall upon it. Warmongers hit Rand Paul with slander campaign as he announces presidential run. And we have a clip here put out by a John McCain PAC. John McCain has announced he is running for the Senate again. And John McCain, who never saw a war he didn't love, is behind this new 30-second ad called Sanctions Attacking Senator Rand Paul, who launched his campaign today. Here it is.
The Senate is considering tough new sanctions on Iran. President Obama says he'll veto them, and Rand Paul is standing with him. Rand Paul supports Obama's negotiations with Iran, and he doesn't understand the threat.
You know, it's ridiculous to think that they're a threat to our national security.
Rand Paul is wrong and dangerous. Tell him to stop siding with Obama, because even one Iranian bomb would be a disaster.
Those are the same type of ads that were run against Barry Goldwater in the early 1960s that got Lyndon Baines Johnson elected right after they killed Kennedy. And of course, Barry Goldwater was just like Rand Paul, spoke out against the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, world government. He would have been way better than even somebody like Ronald Reagan, who was pretty good on many fronts. But they ran ads like that out of context. He went on in that interview, because I know he said similar things here, Senator Paul, that we have 10,000 nuclear weapons aimed at them, and if they use it, it'd be suicide. And that if Israel wants to attack them, that's their national prerogative. That's what Ron Paul has said, but that we shouldn't be involved, and we shouldn't have aid to Israel or Egypt or Saudi Arabia or Pakistan or anybody else. He is a libertarian constitutionalist, and now Bloomberg has the headline, GOP hawks set to ruin Rand Paul's big day. By the way, these are the hawks that pretty much fill the Obama cabinet. It's all on the surface that they're really fighting with Obama. If Iran gets out of line one bit, that will give them the excuse at the UN to get the authorization for military strikes, and they want that to establish the UN as the boss. That's why they don't want Israel hitting them now. They want to make it look like that they have really given Iran all the sail they need, all the rope they need to hang themselves. And there is a double cross against Saudi Arabia going on right now, and they've got their own lobby here in the U.S. It's in the news that they've given tens of millions to Hillary through her foundation that she then uses for her campaigns. It's totally illegal. But the Saudi Arabians are bankrolling Hillary Clinton and Obama. And so on the surface, it looks like Obama's siding with the Iranians in these civil wars, but that's not really what's going on. It's double, triple cross. There's no honor among thieves, so we'll be looking at every angle of that today. I'm going to get more into Rand Paul, quote, I'm running for president. Then we're going to get into, quote, this is why the U.S. just lost its superpower status, according to Larry Summers, who, of course, heads up Harvard and who is the main architect of the current economic derivatives fraud. I mean, there are a lot of people involved. But if you got to point to one person, it's Larry Summers that got all the laws changed, heading up the Economic Council for President Clinton. And now they're claiming that China's Economic Development Bank and the way the U.S. handled it signals the end of our hegemon. That's not what's happening. The globalists are transferring things into a trilateral global plan where three trilateral systems, the U.S., the Euro, and China, the European Union, the Americas Union, the Asian Union, will compete with each other on who can accelerate globalism and global governance faster, claiming that if you do that and transfer power to your trilateral head, there's three of them, uno, dos, tres, tricycle, then you will be dominant in the global government, and then, of course, they just merge all three. They wrote that in 1976. Those are public Trilateral Commission documents that anybody can read. The plan for the trilateralist world. And he says the U.S. is going to lose the race for global dominance because we've not accelerated our trilateralist plan, which was the trilateralist plan to get us into a trilateral system, which is really a UNO system, a unified omnibus system, and then everybody competing within the global system as they phase out the yens, the yons, the euros, and the dollars into a global SDR. I mean, boy, I tell you, I could spend 5 hours on this one article. You read this, it's sick. It's out of Zero Hedge. It quotes the London Guardian, a bunch of other publications where he's giving quotes. And he put a letter out that was published. Time U.S. leadership woke up to the new economic era by Larry Summers. They maneuvered us into disaster and then say give them more power and control to fix it. It's classic. Absolutely, totally classic. Now, let's look at the attack on free speech when we come back from break. And who are the real totalitarians, censors? Who is really seeking to end free speech as we know it selectively in this country? Who are the real threats to a true liberal society in the Founding Fathers' view of liberal? More land, lower taxes, more control over your life, more room for free speech, more diversity, more ideas, more voting with your dollars.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You don't need no education. We don't need no
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. No political correctness. Teacher, leave them kids alone. Imagine if they set me up for talking to a whistleblower like they did Barrett Brown, journalist. Where is the media rallying to his aid and other persecuted journalists under this reign of terror against the First Amendment? Whether it's churches or journalists, the First Amendment is in tatters. And meanwhile, imprisoned journalist Barrett Brown loses email privileges for talking to InfoWars. We've talked directly to him in prison. had him on the broadcast, and now they have terminated him being able to talk to anybody, and have specifically cited that he talked to us. I can't imagine going in one of their gulags for 10 years like he's been sent, and then you can't talk to anybody. That's another hallmark of a hardcore tyranny, is that prisoners can't speak. And is he a violent prisoner? No. Is he in a supermax? No. He's railroaded. And that should send a chill up everybody's spine, but not a chill of cowering, a chill of resistance. If anybody out there has ever had somebody try to mug you or you're walking down the street and a couple bullies are going to try to beat you up, and you get that chill up your spine, that chill of your body turning on, getting ready to stomp some heads. See, that's fight or flight, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get into the fight and not the flight. We've been running long enough, and that's how we've gotten in so much trouble. Let me give you the headlines here. A chilling stack of censorship. Just today. Washington Examiner, this is on DrudgeReport.com. Norquist book, IRS assault on Tea Party, saved Obama's presidency. The administration ordered persecution of the Tea Party, which is admitted. I mean, they admit that on MSNBC. They admit the felonies. Shut down the movement in time to save President Obama's reelection and starve Republican Mitt Romney of the 4,262,000 votes needed to take the White House, according to an explosive new book from tax foe Grover Norquist. In the end, the IRS, before it ends us, again, in the IRS before it ends us, a clarion call for a newer, fairer tax system. And then he goes over all of it, and it's absolutely true. Now, let's continue. See, this thing about these tyrants, it's just going to grow and grow until they selectively shut everybody down they don't control. And then they'll start shutting them down, too. These predatory systems don't end. That's why Money Magazine and Forbes, one of them did 30 different, another one did 50 different CPAs. It's a perennial article that publications do, where they go out and give the same tax return to 30 or 40 or 50 different tax preparers, and they get different answers every time. You can't find a CPA that'll even take the business write-offs that are there. And they tell you, you got to go to one of the big Arthur Anderson firms connected to the Beltway and pay them $30,000, $40,000 per quarter if you got the money, and they will certify a tax return just with the loopholes that are there. If you don't get certified by them, I've talked to top tax lawyers, you will be SWAT teamed by the IRS for taking the exemptions you're supposed to get. Because those exemptions aren't for schmucks like me and you, dumb slobs that put up with the tyranny. They're for the big boys that don't pay taxes. Who was the famous billionaire lady? She said, taxes? Rich people don't pay taxes. Those are for poor people. Let's continue here. Colorado's reverse discrimination. Yes to gay marriage, no to Bible verses. Oh, yeah. You can teach five-year-olds how to, you know, be a woman, five-year-old boys, or how to fist or other things that kids should know about or I didn't know about until I was an adult. They didn't even talk about it on the radio. That's what they're teaching five-year-olds. Anal sex, you name it, how to masturbate, you name it. You know, that was 20 years ago with Jocelyn Elders. Reach down, help them. Remember that old perv? All of this is going on. Bibles are being taken away from kids in schools, saying it offends people. You have a right to do whatever you want in school as long as you don't force it on someone. But they're forcing their agenda. But then you want to go to the same cake place and say, you know what, I want a Bible verse. Oh, sorry, can't have that, see? In a new bizarre twist, not bizarre, it's totalitarianism. People keep going, man, the left is not very liberal. Because they're not leftist, folks. These terms mean nothing. They're a criminal gang. With the Republicans working with them at the top. In a bizarre new twist on the religious liberty front, Colorado officials, not servants, have determined that bakeries must cater to proponents of gay marriages, but not legally obliged to decorate cakes with Bible verses. We're going to tell you about that when we get back. Coach loses his job after posting an open letter about Obama. It's just all coming up. I got a whole stack on that front. And then we've got major...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically. And you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well funded, so organized?
Islamic state-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj, and of course he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an International Monetary Fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
From the front lines of the information war. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday worldwide transmission. I took off yesterday because I came in Thursday and Friday after my surgery, and then it just hit me this weekend. I was exhausted and slept a lot, spent time with family. I had a hernia surgery last Wednesday. It went very well. It's done well. Haven't had any problems, praise God. I go see the doctor Thursday in the morning. I'll be live Thursday. It's just I'm going to go see the doctor, make sure it all went well. But thank you all for your prayers. But that's why I wasn't here yesterday. David Knight did a great job. I listened to about 2 hours of the broadcast right along with you. And I tell you, on some levels, he does a better job than I do. I think it's a good mix. I was sitting out by the local community pool with my children, and I was listening to the rebroadcast of it at about 5 o'clock, and I had it on my iPhone, and it wasn't even playing very loud, but there were a married couple and their kids sitting about 3 lawn chairs down from us, and they said, "That man," the lady, attractive lady, she goes, "That man has a very soothing voice." I went, "Oh, that's David Knight. Yeah, he's the host of Infowars.com." She goes, "Oh, really? How do you listen to that?" And I said, "Well, it's on this local station, but here's the free app. I'm just always promoting Liberty." And then somebody else goes, yeah, I've heard of that show. Isn't that guy named Alex Jones?" And I'm sitting there going, I don't know. That's the fun part about radio is that a lot of people don't know what you look like. So you can kind of go under the radar. But it's just good. David Knight is married, though, ladies, and happily has 3 children. But I do notice that women, period, when they hear his voice, they go, "I really like his voice." So I guess David Knight has a thing with the ladies going with that voice. My voice is a little the opposite of soothing, a bit grating sometimes. No, I can actually be soothing to the ladies. "How you doing there, baby? Oh, yeah. I need to help you out a little bit there. Yeah, just come on over here and sit on this lap." All right, I'm joking. I'm going to stop right there. I'm out of control today, and I apologize. It's just good to be amongst the living and on the green side up. Let's get back into the seriousness before I get into the military news that dovetails with that real Game of Thrones intro that Rob Jacobson did a great job putting together. So, I just mentioned Norquist's book, IRS Assault on Tea Party Saved Obama's Presidency. And it just continues. The open persecution of tens of thousands of mainline Christian groups, Tea Party groups, veterans groups, libertarian think tanks, everybody got audited. I mean, I don't give the enemy attention. I guess I should make a big deal about when they do, but we had all sorts of loving little agencies, federal, popping up over here. I just laugh at them. And then usually the feds or the state people that come by are just like, "Look, Mr. Jones, I know who you are. My son or daughter likes the show. I listen to it. I just am here doing my job. Please answer the questions." And I say, "You are part of a rebel alliance and a traitor." No, I say, "Look, we all know why you're here, so just whatever." But that's what goes on in this country. But a lot of people, they actually indict, they set up, they grab bank accounts, and then they admit on MSNBC, "Yeah, we're doing this to shut down the Tea Party." Why, it's racist. They deserve it. Of course we're targeting the Tea Party. I remember playing those clips here from about a year or two ago. We ought to find those clips of Maddow and others going, "Of course we're coming after you. You're racist, horrible groups collecting money." That's why they had the Pentagon tell the folks at Fort Hood, "You cannot be part of the Tea Party or we'll basically," well, not basically, they said, "We will discipline you up to court-martial, up to and including court-martial." In America, you can't be part of the Tea Party because we said so. And, man, I knew 5 years ago the talking points on even mainline conservative radio were bashing the Tea Party. And the Republican leadership has been raising money against the Tea Party. That's all you got to know. And then you've got the fake neocons, the rhinos, the hawks, the socialists. Media Matter spends more time attacking Rand Paul than they spend anybody else. Why? Because he's viable and he reaches out to libertarian liberals who are anti-war. And in so many national polls, he's the number one guy to beat Hillary, even though she's now kind of a dead duck in many ways. But let me tell you, that zombie can rise again, because when you're already dead, you know, you can never be killed, I guess, politically, they say. But that's why they're coming out after Rand Paul. And they've got a whisper campaign in the libertarian right wing about he's not really good. You know, he's not perfect. You know, he said that if somebody tried to blow Israel off the map, we'd defend him. Why, that Israel worshiper? While the Israel lobby comes after him. He's just trying to be a moderate libertarian, and he is a veritable angel compared to a John Boehner or Hillary Clinton. But people in the Patriot movement love, at least some of them, to be manipulated by the globalists and to demand someone be absolutely above even their standards. That's one reason we're in so much trouble. He's helped shoot down the gun bills. He's trying to promote true sovereignty. He's trying to do just so many good things, end the national debt, reverse all this garbage, stop all these illegal wars, and that's why he's got the whole establishment against him. Meanwhile, Colorado reversed discrimination, yes to gay marriage, no to Bible verses. That's in Breitbart.com, up on Infowars.com. In a bizarre new twist on religious liberty front, Colorado officials have determined that bakeries must cater to proponents of gay marriage, but not legally obliged to decorate cakes with Bible verses. You know what? I think you advertise that we're an inclusive restaurant and have some symbol, maybe an L for libertarian. Or you say, no, we are nitpicky and obsessed over who we're selling to. I mean, I didn't know you sat there and really paid attention to what you were doing. I mean, I'll be honest. If I owned a cake shop and somebody had, like, you know, F the N-words, I'm not going to do that cake because there's a good chance I'm being set up. So that's why we have the discrimination power. That, like, discrimination is always a bad thing. You go to a restaurant, the food's terrible, the service is bad, you discriminate. That's what discrimination is. You look at a woman, you discriminate off of her looks, and then once you get to know her, off of how she behaves. Same thing with a man. Women discriminate. They admit this in every study, off how much money you make. That women find that number one, the most attractive thing, is prestige, power, and money. We don't need Tony Montana to tell us that. That way you get the money, you get the power. You get the power, you get the woman. Let's stop lying about what most women are looking for. Men are looking for looks and positive behavior, happiness, somebody to get their back. And women are looking for cash and power. The only thing that satisfies women long term is power and prestige. Most of them shoot for the money and it doesn't satisfy them. But that's the number one thing they're looking for. In a bizarre new twist on the religious liberty front, Colorado officials have determined that bakeries must cater to proponents of gay marriage, but are not legally obliged to decorate cakes with Bible verses. Hey, you want a Bible verse with the Quran on it? You want a Bible? You want a cake with Bible verses? You want a cake with Duke University Blue Devils? I'll do it. You want one with the Badgers on it, or the Woodchucks, or whatever Wisconsin is? I'll do it. But you want something with the F word all over it? I'm not going to do it. People got to have the right to say no to stuff. And you know what? You got a right to say no to Bible verses if they offend you. And you got a right to not do a cake with two guys kissing on the cover of it. Maybe your kids work at your bakery. Oh, they're trying to ban child labor. I forgot. Christian activist Bill Jack has denounced a decision by the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Regulatory Agencies, which found Acker Bakery in Denver not guilty of discrimination for refusing to bake a cake adorned with Bible quotes condemning sodomy. I mean, don't worry, bakery. The average American doesn't even know how to read, much less know what sodomy is. Last March, Jack went to the bakery and requested two cakes be decorated with biblical messages. I requested two cakes, each with a shape of an open Bible, and the first cake requested one page, God Hates Sin, Psalms 54:55-7, and on the facing page, homosexuality is a detestable sin, Leviticus 18:22. Hey, and don't worry, they've already started banning Bible verses in Canada and the UK. On the second Cater Requested One page, God loves sinners. On the facing page, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that one was refused as well. Hey, refuse their cake. I'm going to refuse yours. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now. If somebody showed up here at this office and they said, I am a Satanist and I worship the devil and I want to work in your organization, I would say no. And I'm sure they'd sue me. I mean, it's just not compatible. And that's what this is coming down to, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not into people that are into screwing other people over and taking advantage of people and being predators. You want to be predators like that? I want to break their necks. I'm going to be real honest with you. I don't need to be around it. The truth is, all the people that want to be evil are nothing compared to good people when they stand up to you. So I don't want to be around you. It'd be like having a rat run around in the presence of a trained dachshund or something. The rat isn't going to do too well. But see, these cowards want it one way, where they can force feed their Satanism to our kids, and that's what it is. And then we can't even have our children armed with a Bible in their bag. Let's move on to the next censorship. Coach loses his job after posting an open letter about Obama on Facebook. A Maine lacrosse coach lost his job when he posted a letter on Facebook criticizing President Obama. A Maine lacrosse coach lost his job when he posted a letter criticizing the president with an unflattering but accurate description of America's Muslim heritage. Scott Lee told the Conway Daily Sun last month, he is politically minded conservative. I thought it was an interesting letter to Obama and his current administration, who are not paying attention to Israel and focusing on Iran, he said. And whether you agree with this guy's view or not, he has the First Amendment, and he can publish this separate from the school. Did it violate policy? Was it him naked? Was it him in Playgirl? Was it him selling drugs? No, it was his view about a president who's very unpopular. Even if he was popular, it'd be protected speech. But it's political correctness. Lee, 48, coached the boys lacrosse team at Freiburg Academy. And see, they can audit you, they can fire you, they can come after you, they can ban you when you're in prison from having speech. That's what this administration's doing. They can keep you from having Bible verses on a cake, but then let their protected groups have free speech and have agencies defend them. Independent secondary school that serves a wide, diverse population of local day students and boarding students from across the nation and around the world, according to the school's website. The school was founded in 1792. The newspaper reported that Lee said he shared the letter with his personal Facebook page and resigned 2 days later. He said the athletic director, Sue Thurston Howell? Oh, Buffy. Oh, dearie, there's no free speech here in America. He said the athletic director, Sue Thurston, told him he had a decision to fire him had he already been made before he had chance to meet with school officials. Freiburg Academy head of schools, Aaron Mayo, said, we prize each young person we enroll as an individual, and we prize the diversity they bring. So, see, he can't criticize Obama. That might hurt the feelings of a Democrat. See? And I've just got stacks more of this. Oh, AP. Fraternity announcing legal action against Rolling Stone and their fake rape story they basically knew wasn't true but fit the narrative that all sex is rape. I mean, I went to college, folks, for a few years, and I didn't see any rape going on. I saw a bunch of people having a really good time and doing some things that probably weren't too healthy, drinking too much, and I see a lot of sex. That's why I'm not up here on some high horse lecturing everybody. But it doesn't need to be pushed on children. Sex, period. Heterosexual, homosexual, I don't care. But remember the whole lacrosse team thing, too, with the black stripper? Turned out they hadn't laid a hand on her, folks. It was all made up, but it fit a good narrative. A bunch of white men raping a black woman. Truth is, they weren't racist. They wanted a black stripper at the basically mainly white fraternity. It's just insanity, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, you're not going to have racists getting a black stripper. Fraternity announces legal action against Rolling Stone. And it's just, it's constant, folks. 99% of the time, I was about to say 9 out of 10 times, but quite frankly, there are very few cases out of, let's not exaggerate, there's got to be over 1,000 on the air 20 years I've seen of this. I mean, I see one every couple days, every week at least, with a black church burned down or a swastika or a cross burned or a postal worker hung or a, what do you call them, census worker hung. And then it's almost always a suicide note, but it doesn't matter. Then it turns out that it's a black student, a white student, a Jewish student, more often than not, just a white student wanting to get a bunch of liberal attention, doing it to their own biracial or whatever, multiracial fraternity. But, of course, the media always runs with it like it's true. Swastika scrawled across Northeastern U campus in Boston. Oh, yes. And, of course, you can bet it's fake. I'm betting right now it's fake, just the latest. We're going to be right back with some key news.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
Will it be any easier on you now?
Will it make it easier on you now?
You got someone to blame?
Got someone to blame?
Not a big fan of U2.
You said.
But I am a fan of Johnny Cash. Me singing U2.
One life when it's one need.
He only started doing covers about 2 years before he died. Did four or five albums of them. Everything from Nine Inch Nails to Metallica songs. And I tell you, I just love Johnny Cash. It's mainly spoken word, but you just feel how big his soul is. We're going to start the next hour. And get into some really important news that I'm going to mention now. British government warns superbug epidemic could wipe out 80,000. By the time they're warning you of something, it's already going on. Minnesota finds lethal bird flu in two more turkey flocks. We'll tie it all together. Fleas test positive for the black plague, but they don't say black plague anymore, bubonic plague, because that's politically incorrect. In Flagstaff, AP. They don't call it Chinese New Year. It's called Lunar New Year. See, all words are now hurtful. The new move is don't call it Chinese food. I noticed I heard this with Trendies a few years ago. Now it's in the news. Just the word Mexican food is hateful. Everything is hateful. Fukushima radiation, but that's not a problem. This is mainstream news, Statesman Journal. Fukushima radiation has reached North American shores. You know, it reached them within a week, but it's intensifying. I'm going to break this down. Huge news. MWD plans to ration water to Southland districts. We're going to tie that in to the plan to shut off the water in California, premeditated, going back for years. Meanwhile, a man committed suicide because he'd been given a lifetime buffet, but then was banned reportedly for harassing women. We're going to look at some of the oldest people in the world. I've got a take on that. Japanese centurion notches up world swimming record, swimming 1,500 meters at 100 years old. That's all coming up. New York City Council considers allowing non-citizens to vote. Illinois is trying to get that law passed, too. Talk about discriminatory. Court moles revealing secret government plan to cut cell phone service nationwide during undisclosed emergencies. Oh, the internet telephone kill switch I've been telling you about forever. And having major whistleblowers on about it, who then get death threats. It's just a miracle we're still on air. I thank my lucky stars every day. I thank God every day that I'm still here on air. I hope listeners realize that this is an anomaly in the scheme of things, a flash in the pan. Your prayers are essential. We don't believe in them. We rely on them, to quote my aunt. We know they're real. We need your prayers. We need your support. We need you. The special ended on free shipping. We're going to launch a new product today coming up in about 25 minutes from now. That I'll give you details of. It's one of the most exciting, if not the most exciting, product yet. I've been testing it for 3 months myself. Wait till you see this new product at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com still has a lot of different specials running. There's a whole bunch of new specials we'll tell you about, but you can go to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com to find out about those. But the number one thing you can do is pray for us and go to InfoWars.com/show. Get that link, InfoWars.com/show, and sign off on your emails, your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube, your friends, your family. Print up cards and say InfoWars.com/show. They can find the free video feeds, the free audio feeds, the free podcast, the free Droid and iPhone apps. It's all there at InfoWars.com/show. And that's how we really reach new people, including if you're an AM or FM listener. Tell everybody you know every day. I mean, say, hey, tune into the Alex Jones Show right now on said station. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The home of Alex Jones.